Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 549, Talk of Mayberry Days, 2019. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up Randy Turner's book, Mayberry First. You don't want to miss out on that one. You might want to drop by while you're there and pick up the Mayberry Patrol Car License Plate. That's right, it's a metal license plate, embossed and everything. Looks like the one from the show. Head over there and check those things out at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Executive producer of episode number 549 is Todd Beckett. Todd is one of our Barneys you'll see at Mayberry Days this year. So thank you, Todd. Todd, he's usually dressed up as Mrs. Magruder's cousin in the parade. You'll see him there. You know, he's pushing his mop and stuff down through there. I don't think he gets locked up in the bank, but thanks, Todd. My name is Alan Newsome. I'm the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to be here with you in Mayberry. Man, it's always so much fun just to talk about our favorite show and just enjoy just reliving moments from the Andy Griffith Show or discussing it. I hope you join us every week. Subscribe to the show. That way you won't ever miss it. And you can either do it by audio, listening to just the audio stuff, or you can do it watching the video from over on YouTube as well. If you head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, you can see how to do both. They're both right there. You can subscribe to the show and you won't ever miss it. Today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, you're going to be hearing about the Talk of Mayberry. It's not quite true. Well, Mayberry Days 2019 is fast approaching. As I record this, it's just a couple of days away. I'll be heading to Mount Airy, North Carolina. And right now, the Andy Griffith Show is all over the place. This past week, the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club's own Professor Neil Brower, who we've had here on the podcast many times and will again in the future, and we are tonight, actually. He appeared on a show called Talk of the Town. It's aired on C19 TV. Now, Talk of the Town is an original program produced by the Cleveland Community College in Shelby, North Carolina. And it airs on the Cleveland County, North Carolina Spectrum Channel 19. So if you're in that area, you may have been watching this, but I wasn't. So Neil contacted me late last week, I suppose, and let me know that he thought I might want to watch this because it's actually online right now. It's only online for a week, the episode. So he was correct because I went in there and watched it immediately, and I liked it so much, I contacted C19 TV and asked them if it would be okay if I could air that bit here for you. And just got back today, as I'm recording this, just today, a matter of fact, only a few hours ago, they said, yeah, sure, you can do that. As long as you just mention that it's come from them. And I really do appreciate them getting back to me and doing that. So tonight you're going to get to hear this great interview from Talk of the Town, where Neil talks about Mayberry Days, but he also talks about a lot of Mayberry stuff. And I know you're going to enjoy that. And then stick around because we're going to hear from Randy Turner in This Week in Mayberry History. And we got a little bit more Mayberry Man movie information to provide to you. So folks, you're going to get all your Mayberry fix. Well, at least some of it that maybe you can listen to, hopefully on the way to Mount Airy, North Carolina to come to Mayberry Days, and you'll be able to see us all there too. So I hope we're going to enjoy all that. So let's go now and hear Talk of the Town with Neil Brower and just enjoy it, folks. Here it comes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talk of the Town. Steve Putnam, still right here. Been waiting on you, but we've got someone new on the couch over here. Actually, he's not new to the show because he's been here before, but we're going to reintroduce him to you, and we're going to have some fun. So we're going to swing the camera around and introduce you once more to Mr. Neil Brower. He is minister of Friendship United Methodist Church in Falston, but that's not why you're here today, is it?
No, I'm here to talk about the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry Days.
That's right, because see, that's why you were here the last time, and I love it when you come back because everybody loves Andy, don't they?
I think most people do. It's a big favorite.
It is a huge favorite. It's to call it a phenomenon is probably underestimating it or undervaluing it. It's really impressive how the shelf life through all the generations that that this show and has had over the years. I mean, it's amazing.
And Mayberry Days keeps attracting more people each year. So there's probably 35 to 40,000 people that'll come to Mount Airy next week when they have Mayberry Days.
Wow. Now tell us about how long has Mayberry Days been going on?
Well, this is actually the 30th Mayberry Days. It was started in 1960, but they've had 30. Next year will actually be the 30th year for the calendar. But this is their 30th year, and it gets bigger every year. Have a lot of shows. When it first began, it was just a three-day event. Now there's something scheduled from Monday all the way through the following Sunday. So concerts, comedians, music of all kinds in those concerts, and also things that are just about the Andy Griffith Show.
Now, explain, I know some people may have a loose understanding of this, but explain a little bit about the relationship between Mount Airy and the Mayberry that we know and the show itself and Andy, and how does all that tie together?
Andy was born in Mount Airy and grew up there. Mm-hmm. He stayed there until he went to college, and knowing where he's from and being able to go to some of the sites that were mentioned on the show, like the Snappy Lunch, seeing Andy's home birthplace, it's still there, or going to the museum, which is really excellent. They have all types of materials, some artifacts, props from the show. So that's why it's held in Mount Airy, because Andy Griffith grew up there. Mm-hmm. And Mount Airy has really embraced that native son and the Mayberry atmosphere. And you see a lot of stores downtown that have the Mayberry name or sell Andy Griffith t-shirts. And the museum is a wonderful place, as I mentioned. And it embraces, the town embraces the spirit of Mayberry.
Yeah, because and even Andy himself, I think, has said that a lot of what was poured into the show come from his experiences growing up.
And near the end of his life, he said that. He came to Mount Airy when they dedicated the highway, the Andy Griffith Parkway, mm-hmm. and also put the Andy and Opie statues from TV Land in Mount Airy. He was there for both those occasions, and he said what you did, that it influenced mm-hmm. a lot of what you see on screen, his memories.
Right. Now, the show itself, you know, we're seeing some clips of it here. What do you think the appeal is that keeps the show active and vibrant and just running over and over and people attending and can't get enough? What is it about the show?
Andy didn't want to show with a joke followed by a punchline. He wanted the humors to seem natural. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. Another reason is because the show was filmed with one camera, like movies are filmed, and they could go on location. If they talked about the lake in a story, you would see the lake, or you would see the inside of Floyd's barbershop on the outside. So Mayberry seems like a real place that you can visit. So I think that's another reason. Another thing that I think is a reason for the popularity is because there's a lot of love and kindness on the show. People care about one another, and I think that's appealing to viewers. And then the last reason I would say would be because there's always a problem, but by the end of the 25-minute episode, that problem is solved, and it gives us hope that real-life problems can have a solution.
Those are some really, really good points. And I know we're watching some of the clips in the show, and it just makes us want to go sit down and watch all of it because we know them, don't we? We've seen them. Folks have seen them now so many times, they can look at the show. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Because
it doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long, does it?
To know which one you're watching.
Right. And when the characters are authentic. And I like the way you put that, the fact that with every show, like you see here, there's a problem, uh-huh. but there's a solution at the end. And it does come to that place where these characters that care about each other face a problem, and at the end, there's a solution to that problem. Is that some of what you cover? Because I know at one point you've had the title professor before.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the classes and what you maybe go over. Is that some of what you go over in the classes
For
that you teach?
For 20 years, I taught a 10-week, 30-hour course on the Andy Griffith Show at community colleges in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I taught at eight different community colleges. The closest one to here was in Hickory. I taught up there twice. Mm-hmm. But I would share those aspects, I call it, of appeal, why the show's popular. Very early in the course, we would look at the influence of North Carolina and the South upon the show. I would look at how the show was filmed, as I mentioned briefly, with one camera, the type of humor that you saw on the show. And then we would go as a class into the biographies of each actor that's featured and look at how music is used in the show. And it wasn't a trivia course. It was a very serious course, the history of the show.
Right. And and I'm sure it delved into the things that you've been talking about here. Like, there were other shows that attempted to do what Mayberry, or the Andy Griffith Show accomplished, but were unable to. But for some reason, they were able to put all of that together. And because they were able to put it together in that way and craft it so well, it has survived the test of time, even well past the generation where, I mean, we look at the phones now and we think, those sure are quaint, but they weren't being quaint. That's what they used.
Yeah. Well, I remember watching it in the 60s. I'm the same age as Ron Howard. And even watching it back then, I thought those phones were outdated. We sure didn't have anything like that.
Right.
But it ties in with the small town atmosphere.
Right.
And the writers felt like, even though they knew it was set in the 60s, they were trying to recapture their childhoods. And a lot of the writers on the show grew up in the 1930s. So in their mind, it had that 1930s feel.
Right. And that does actually come through. That's interesting that you said that. And beyond all of that, the characters and the actors that were portrayed were absolutely classic. I mean, some of the best that you could ever have hoped for in this show. These are some genuinely good actors who are hilarious. And they don't look like they're trying to be. It looks like they're just being themselves, and they're hilarious.
Yeah. They really worked well together. I think they were most all of them. Were very comfortable on the set. Mm-hmm. Andy set the tone, and it was a happy place to be with music during the breaks. And that set the atmosphere for a happy show where people wanted to be there.
That's awesome. Now, getting back to Mayberry Days, because this is where we have an opportunity to come and experience, you know, this community celebration of this show and the culture that's been built around it. Tell us a little bit about your participation in the Mayberry Days, because I know you actually participate as well.
Yes, it's over 20 years now. Because I was teaching a class on the show, I had contact with different people that were on the show, some of the actors, writers, the guy that composed the music, different people. And each year, Mayberry Days has a number of cast members, and they have several that are coming this year. But over the years, I would do a lecture at the downtown cinema on Saturday afternoon. And I would invite one of the guests for that year to be with me on stage. And we would talk about the show in general and about their life and their work on the show in detail. And I use clips, and it's 90 minutes of interaction with myself and the guest and the clips that they respond to on screen. So I've had some wonderful people with me over the years.
Wow. That's awesome. Now I know that as time passes, of course, it's getting harder and harder to get some of the folks back because of the age that's involved. Who do you have coming this year?
This year I have a fellow named Bruce Bilson. Mm-hmm. This is his third time to come to Mayberry Days, not 3 years consecutive, but probably the third time over the last, I would say, 8 years. Mm-hmm. He was the assistant director of the Andy Griffith Show during the first two seasons. And as you mentioned, age, he is 91,
oh, wow.
And he wants to come back this year because he said, I'm not sure what my health will be like in the future, and I want to come back one more time. But he's very insightful, has a great memory, and we're going to cover material that we haven't covered the first two times he was there. We're going to look at how the production crew took a script and went from that script to what you see on screen, what was required from the different departments like wardrobe or props, lighting, that type of thing. So that's what we're going to talk about this year.
That's interesting. And I know you've had other folks this over the years that are equally as interesting. Now, when will that take place?
That takes place, the lecture on Saturday, which will be September 28th at 2 o'clock at the Earl Theater, which is on Main Street in Mount Airy. And that's another good thing about this is that all of the activities are within probably a 3 or 4 block area. So you don't have to move your car. If you want to go to Mount Airy, you can just park, enjoy the stores, the main street, and then any Andy Griffith activities that you are interested in without having to do a lot of driving, just some walking.
Well, and I know it's spread out. You said it actually, there's some of the activities actually begin as early as the 23rd, mm-hmm. and then it extends through the 29th when it finally concludes. But there's, I'm sure, a schedule for events and appearances
yes.
and so forth that someone, how could someone get a hold of that information?
Go to Mayberry Days at Surry, that's the county Mount Airy's in, Surry, arts.org, and you mm-hmm. can get a complete, they have a really wonderful website. But they've got some guests that people might want to go see. James Gregory's going to be there. I know he's going to be in Shelby the next night, but he's going to be in Mount Airy on Friday and then the Don Gibson on Saturday of the last week of September. Mm-hmm. Henry Sho, who is a comedian, I think you've had him before at the Don Gibson Theater. He's going to be there. The Embers, the Grascals, who are a bluegrass band, and Colin Ray, who is a country singer. He's going to be there doing concerts over the week.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of things going on besides just Andy Griffith stuff.
Right. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all that you can do and experience around Andy Griffith, which is enough reason to go,
yeah.
regardless of these other things. Well, this is awesome. Now, I know that that you've been here several times. Do you see in the future you're continuing to be a part of this?
Yes, I will continue until I'm not here anymore. As long as I'm alive, I plan on being involved with it because it's really been a gift to me. I've met a lot of people, had a lot of opportunities, and it's a passion with me. I enjoy doing it, and it's a wonderful hobby. And I have knowledge that I can share, and I'm happy to do that every year up there. I speak at the museum in the summertime during the summer months as well, but the summer and Mayberry Days, that's when I'm involved in Mount Airy.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you for being on our show, and we'll have to have you back to keep us involved
okay.
in Mayberry Days as well.
Every year, in last right. weekend of September.
Of September. Fabulous. Well, thank you for being on our show today. And thank you for being with us, because we don't have a show without you.
All right. So let's we'll cut that off right there. But thank you for C19. We appreciate them allowing us to show and let you listen to that interview. I was enjoying it so much. Even the chat room that's live on Monday nights when I record this was very quiet because Neil Brower was talking and everybody stopped their talking to listen to him. So thank you, Neil, and thank you to the folks at the Community College, Cleveland Community College there in Shelby. We appreciate you letting us share that here with the Two Chairs No Waiting audience. So thanks. Now we have even more good information that's Mayberry related. And when we're going to get to hear from Randy Turner and This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Arthur Mallett was born on September the 24th, 1927, in a small seaside village in Hampshire, England. His career in film and television exceeded 4 decades and included a couple of stops in Mayberry. Just as John Wayne had chosen not to use his given first name of Marion, Arthur chose not to use his first name of Vivian when he immigrated to the United States in the mid-1950s to pursue a career in acting. While still in Britain, Arthur had first served in an undetermined capacity with the United States Army Air Force before the Air Force was split off into its own branch in 1947. After his service, Arthur began his study of acting in Britain, then transferred to America to finish his education as a student at the Boston Conservatory. He soon began performing at the Brattle Theater near Harvard Square. Arthur continued his career in regional and off-Broadway theater. He primarily performed in classical roles in Shakespeare productions, many of which were staged at the famed City Center Theater. He also appeared in the first United States production of the play, Waiting for Godot. He made his television debut in 1956 in an episode of the anthology show Playwrights 56, and appeared in two more anthology shows the following year. In 1958, he had only one television credit, appearing yet again in an anthology show, this time the well-remembered The United States Steel Hour, which 6 weeks after Arthur's appearance gave us Andy Griffith as Will Stockdale in a live version of No Time for Sergeants. Arthur appeared rarely in these anthology shows, which were broadcast from New York City and counted on using members of the large theater community there, because he was busy on the stage. In 1957, Arthur won two Drama Desk Awards for his work in off-Broadway theater. In the fall after his 1958 appearance in the United States Steel Hour, Arthur made his Broadway debut, alongside the great actor Bruce Dern, who was also making his debut in the play The Shadow of a Gunman, which ran roughly a month and a half. In March of 1959, Arthur appeared in the Broadway play Look After Lulu, which ran only a month, and that fall appeared in another Broadway play along with Wally Cox that closed after only one day. Arthur then relocated to California, and beginning in 1960, began appearing regularly in television and film. Arthur is well remembered for often playing characters considerably older than his actual age. For example, he was Mr. Dawes Jr. to Dick Van Dyke's banker character in the 1964 Disney musical version of Mary Poppins. Arthur made both his Mayberry appearances in 1966. He was first a vagrant who readily confessed to Deputy Warren Ferguson that he had stolen Aunt Bee's pin in an attempt to get an extended stay and free meals in the jail. Arthur later appeared as Purvis, who, like others in Mayberry, was convinced the town's ancestors had fought bravely in the Battle of Mayberry. Throughout the 1960s, Arthur twice played a recurring character in The Girl from U.N.C.L.E. and also appeared in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. as well as series such as The Monkees, The Wild Wild West, and I Dream of Jeannie. He later was a regular in the short-lived 1983 attempt to make a television series of the classic film Casablanca. In 1982, he played a recurring character in Dallas, who appeared three times, and 8 years later played a different recurring character in the same series. Arthur also appeared in films, such as In the Heat of the Night in 1967 and Young Frankenstein in 1974. He was the graveyard keeper in John Carpenter's Halloween in 1978 and was Tootles alongside Robin Williams in the 1991 version of Peter Pan, having finally grown up in Hook. Arthur also began lending his distinctive voice to animated projects in 1982, voicing Mr. Ages in animator Don Bluth's beloved The Secret of Nim. He also provided his voice to animated characters in Disney's The Black Cauldron and Bluth's Anastasia. His reprisal of Mr. Ages in The Secret of Nim 2 in 1998 was his final screen credit. Arthur passed away in 2013 at the age of 85. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Wow, if you guys want to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's great reports and great things he's doing about the Andy Griffith Show on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything that he's doing online. One of the things, as I was researching and coming up with pictures and stuff of Arthur Mallett. Now, if you only listen to the show, you don't see them. But during the segments for Randy Turner's segments, normally we have images of the actor in question, so you're seeing that during it. One of the shots that came up is from the Dick Van Dyke Show, when Mary Tyler Moore had stuck her big toe in the faucet of the bathtub while she was taking a bath. She stuck it in the faucet. for some reason, as a child, I saw that and I remember that very distinctly because I was always concerned taking a bath that somehow I might stick my toe in the faucet, the water faucet, and get it stuck. And Arthur Mallett was the guy who had to come in and cut the faucet off of the Dick Van Dyke Show. He had to cut it off to get her toe out of it. You know, so not her toe, but the faucet. He cut the faucet with a hacksaw, cut it off. For some reason, I always remember that. I'm sure that was very interesting to the Mayberry crowd, but you know, I saw there was a picture of that and it made me remember it. So thanks again, Randy. I do appreciate it. There's a lot of really neat information. We've had so much great information tonight. You can tell it was mostly recorded and not me talking. So I want to thank everybody that has contributed to the show tonight. And we have one more contribution before we get out of here. The Mayberry Man movie, as I talked about last week, you can go now and go to supportmayberryman.com and you can support the Mayberry Man movie. They're going to be at Mayberry Days and having events. And they sent this video along to remind us of it. So I'm going to play the video, but I'm going to have to talk over it because there's some parts there's no narration. And I want you guys to be able to see and know if you're just listening. So let's go and hear from the folks from the Mayberry Man movie and see what they have to say.
Hi, I'm Stark Howell. I'm the writer and the director of Mayberry Man.
And I'm Greg Schell, the producer of Mayberry Man. And guess where we're at? Myers Lake in Hollywood, California, made famous for the opening of the Andy Griffith Show.
And we cannot wait to get to Mayberry Days. We are so excited to be there.
Oh, yeah. And we've got some exciting updates regarding our Mayberry Man movie. Here they are.
So Mayberry goes to Hollywood. That's right, folks. They're going to have in the Mayberry Magazine this month, they feature the Mayberry Man movie. And coming to Mayberry Days, they're going to be at Mayberry Days. They're going to have Stark, Court, and Greg, the producers and the writers. They're going to have a grassroots meetup mixer on Thursday night from 8:30 to 10 and 9:30 to 12 on Saturday at the Holiday Inn. So, wherever they're staying, look it up. They got t-shirts, and you're invited to have a speaking role if you give enough money, I think. I'm not sure how you get that. But your business can even be featured. That's right. Go and check out Support
Come on,
Mayberry.
Floyd, now. Finish my Cary Grant.
And Floyd will be there giving haircuts. So head over.
Well, there it is. We'll see you at Mayberry Days.
So come introduce yourselves and see how you can get involved in the movie.
We can't do it without you. We wouldn't want to do it without you.
To learn more, visit MayberryMan.com and be sure to subscribe for the latest news and special events exclusively for fans of the Mayberry Man movie.
So make sure you're there. Now, they'll have information. There's information on their websites. If you would like to see it, you can go to Mayberry Man movie, or you can head over to Facebook.com/MayberryMan. I believe what it is. I'm looking here at Mayberry Man movie on Facebook. And it's MayberryMan.com, the website. So if you go there and check it out, you can go to Support Mayberry Man. You can get speaking roles, but if you donate a certain amount of money, you can guarantee you'll get a role on the movie. It should be a lot of fun. I hope everybody's going to have a lot of fun doing this. I'm excited about the possibility this movie's actually going to get made. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know it, but there's fan movies made about Star Trek and things like that. Now, this won't be a reproduction of the Andy Griffith Show, but it's as close as we can get as Mayberry fans to having something kind of like that. It's going to have a lot of Mayberry feel to it. I think you'd really enjoy it. I hope you'll help support it, and we'll see how it goes. We're fingers are crossed, and they'll be there at Mayberry Days, and you can go up and visit with them and talk to them and everything. So thanks, Greg and Stark for sending in the video, and Court. I appreciate you guys doing that. And I hope everything works out great. I hope it works out great for you too, to be here, here at Mayberry Days with us or here on the podcast, whatever you can do. I want you to get your Mayberry fix in. Cause you know, I love this stuff. I hope you do. I'd love to hear from you about what you thought. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there. There's a contact information there, and you'll see it. Go to about. It's right there. You'll see the contact information. You can call me, you can email me. I love hearing from you, especially for Mayberry Days. Everybody that goes to Mayberry Days, I want you to call in. Give me your report. This is the big one. Call me and give me your report. 888-684-8415. I want to hear from you, and so do the other people listening. Yeah, we want to hear from you. So until next time, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you at Mayberry Days. Good night, everybody.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.